Chapter 2. The 6 a.m. alarm went off, and Ed and Dean got up and dressed quickly. They were very excited. Today was their big trip. They were going to the excavation site, or the dig, as it was called. They packed their small backpacks with notebooks and tools. Then they packed their larger rucksacks ready for an overnight stay. They were going to camp out in the desert tonight. They took their hats to protect themselves from the sun, and they filled up their water bottles. When they were ready, they went downstairs for breakfast. They found Liz in a corner of the breakfast room. She was sat at a table with a hot cup of coffee, spreading butter on some bread. "Good morning," she said to Ed and Dean as they walked into the room. "Did you both sleep well?"
"Yes, thanks," said Ed.
"I was so tired last night, I fell asleep straight away. Wasn't that a great Moroccan meal?"
"Yes, it was," Liz said. "It's a pity that breakfast is not so tasty, though. They only have bread, butter and eggs."
"An egg sandwich for me, then," said Dean.
After breakfast, Ed, Dean and Liz met the others outside the hotel. Professor Miller was waiting for them with Rashid. "Are you all ready with your hats, bags and water?" said Professor Miller.
"Yes," all six students answered together.
They loaded up the boot of Professor Miller's jeep with their rucksacks. Professor Miller showed them the hammers, spades and other tools that he had brought with him too. They got into the two jeeps. Liz, Dean and Ed were travelling with Professor Miller again. Soon they were driving along in the hot sun. They drove through Marrakesh and on towards the Sahara. It was going to be a long, hot drive. At first, the students were excited to see Morocco. They took lots of photos as they drove through the towns along the way. They chatted to Professor Miller about the dig and asked him a lot of questions. An hour later, the students were all quiet in the hot car. Professor Miller was enjoying the peace and quiet at last. At 8 a.m. they arrived in the desert. They found a place to park the jeeps. Then they walked into the desert with their backpacks and tools. Half an hour later, they were ready to rest and have a drink. They sat under a lone tree in its cool shade. After their rest, the students looked at the map with Professor Miller. Rashid explained where they were going to dig. He said that explorers had discovered many fossils there before. The students continued on their walk into the desert.
"I hope we find some interesting fossils," said Dean.
"Yeah," said Ed. "It's incredible that many of the fossils here are from animals that lived millions of years ago."
"Did you know that this hot, sandy desert was once an ocean between Africa and Europe?" said Liz. "Some of the fossils here are from sea creatures."
"Yes," said Dean. "Like the Spinosaurus fossils they found here in 2014. A swimming dinosaur."
"That was an incredible find," said Professor Miller.
"I'm not sure we will be that lucky today."